This is an MUT Radio podcast.
Making headlines this hour, MET senior leadership rallies behind institutional improvement plan, and counterfeit luxury brands worth 13 million rands have been seized right here in Durban. The time is 8 o'clock. Good morning. In a powerful demonstration of leadership, unity and commitment to excellence, Deputy Vice-Chancellor of Teaching and Learning, Professor Marcus Ramogale, recently convened a crucial senior management meeting to work on the institutional improvement plan, aimed at responding to the Council on Higher Education's recommendations to enhance the institution's key function areas, some of which are communication, governance, financial management, human resource management, research, teaching and learning, student support, quality management, community engagement, and institutional support. What unfolded, however, was more than just a technical session. It became a reaffirmation of a shared purpose. Participants from various divisions commended Professor Ramogale's leadership, with many highlighting the sense of collegiality and professionalism that defined the discussions. The meeting underscored MUT's readiness to not only address the CHE's recommendations, but also to do with a sense of ownership, pride, and collective purpose. It also marked a cultural shift in the institution towards greater transparency, collaboration, and accountability. Now, in other news, authorities are investigating the source of counterfeit goods worth an estimated 13 million rands that were recently seized at a Durban counterfeit depot. The Hawks say the investigation began last year after a suspicious container was intercepted by the police. The items were later confirmed to be imitations of major brands. And the KZN Hawks spokesperson Sibungane says officials have pounced on the Roseburg container depot on Friday.
The investigation commenced in April 2024 when the border police intercepted and inspected a container leading to the withdrawal of product samples for further analysis. No arrest has been made at this stage, but the investigation continues.
And finally, ingwazi yomculo wokholo uJabu Hlongwane izogubha nabalandeli bayo baseThekwini naseGoli ukuqeda iminyaka engu-30 iyibambile insimbi eshisa emculweni. UJabu usebhale ey'nkundleni zokuxhumana ukuthi ukugubha le ngqophamlando uzomema abantu abangu-30 bakula madolobha abazifele ngomculo wakhe ukuba babe nengxoxo engamahora amabili mayelana nomculo wokholo nangempilo jikelele. Ukuze uyibeke ethubeni lokuba ingxenye yalo mgubho okhethekile, uJabu unxuse ukuba uziqophe ucula elinye lamavesi ezingoma zakhe eziyintandokazi yakho, noma uziqophe ukhuluma ngomlando wakho nomculo kaJabu. Ungabuye uziqophe udlala enye yezingoma zakhe eziku-albhamu yakamuva esihloko sithi Cross Power Experience 4. Ufake leyo video enkundleni zokuxhumana bese uqinisekisa ukuthega u-hashtag Jabu Hlongwane, hashtag Jabu Hlongwane 30 year celebration, ne-hashtag size sihlezi kahle. UJabu uthi usuku lokugcina lokwenza lokhu umsombuluko wangoJune 23. Now, to recap your top story at this hour, MUT senior leadership rallies behind institutional improvement plan. This is all for myself at this hour. Do catch your next news bulletin at 9 o'clock for your MUT Radio News. I'm Amahle Ngwango.
This is an MUT Radio podcast.